Blog Talk Radio.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted if you really ready to say, yeah. If you really ready to say, yeah. You know.
Yo, what it do, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love, and we are live from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, my good people, thank you for tuning in. I just want to, I want to just do this real quick. I don't want to spend too much time on this, because it's just, it's a little bit sad for everybody. And I've seen, like, some negative things out there in regards to this as well. But rest in peace to Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire. So many hats. There's so many things that you could say about Robin Williams. And I was talking to a friend about it this morning. And one of the things that that I said is that there's so many people in the world that we depend on to help us smile and laugh and make it through hard moments in life. But a lot of times those same individuals are forgotten about, and a lot of people feel that because an individual can smile constantly and in every moment seem so happy that deep down inside everything is okay as well. But that's not always the case. And if there's anybody out there that needs someone to talk to or whatever the case may be, you may not know who I am, but hey, reach out to me. I am Maggie Love on Twitter. Facebook is Maggie Love. Instagram, send me a direct gram, whatever it's called. I don't know, but if you need somebody to talk to, you could definitely reach out to me. There's a suicide hotline. I'm alive.org, I'm alive.org. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Line that you can call, 1-800-273-TALK. You can also find them on Facebook. They have a Twitter. And if you follow getlifted_radio, I will be sure to get those links and those numbers out there. You can also follow us on Facebook, Get Lifted Radio. If you type it in, facebook.com/getliftedradio with two O's. I will also make sure that I post the National Suicide Prevention Line number there, the link, their Twitter. And just if you know anybody out there that seems like they need a friend, you know, don't hesitate to say hi or whatever the case may be. I mean, those small moments will actually help somebody through another day. So just keep in mind that suicide, people say that it's a selfish act, but until you know what's really going on, if you've been in that situation, I really think that we should try to keep our judgments to ourselves. With that being said, I'm going to keep it rolling. Turn It Up Tuesdays is the night of indie artists. This show is dedicated to putting the spotlight on individuals that are striving to make it to the next level, entrepreneurs, anybody out there that is doing their own thing, not working for corporate America, and you have a brand or anything that you want to get out, please reach out to me. I'm open and dedicated to interviewing not just recording artists, but everybody from all walks of art. So again, you can follow me on Facebook, Maggie Love, Twitter, Maggie Love, Get Lifted Radios, Get Lifted Entertainment. If you Google Get Lifted Entertainment, you'll see the hand, Nanu Nanu. Mork and Mindy is what inspired my logo for Get Lifted Entertainment. So once again, shout out to me being a big fan of Robin Williams. And I'm going to keep this rolling. We're going to go with our winner for Player Nay this week. For 2 weeks in a row, Ink Ready Flow, representing New Orleans and L.A. Here we go with 40s with my homies. Turn Up Tuesdays, I am Maggie Love.
Love, some days I won't kick my feet up for thick bad bitch, blowing West Coast reefer. The reason I can't be no deacon, see I don't pay attention to the bank of religion. Or should I say religion, either way that thoughts are fiction. Lies to the blind, only God make decisions. With my feet, I fly with his vision. If I have it to decline, then he probably got it written. I take risk every day I live. Built to destruct, that's the way it is. If my power allow me to get an hour, I'ma paint a picture, the picture, the growth of the flower. The quarter, cocoa, the tower, the open door of the tower. You until you get remembered by liquor pulled from a bottle. You better watch yourself, cause on the block, no, it's on the throne jam. And we heat me, rage you, rob your fam. Let them have it, say French, they don't really give a damn. Maybe I got my tenant on it. Nah, I have 40 with the homies. I have 40 with the homies. Every day I'm looking to get paid. When your sight get blurry, shut it through different ways. Blocks like in the maze, it's amazing to think. A young black male, gold chain and a mink. I need 100 mil, lunch brain on the seat. I'd rather get the money, my Chevrolet be too clean. Wood grain, can it pay? I'm shuffling through the street. I'm grinding, I'm getting me, I'm up to be low-key. We envy, rock stars, the girls, the fame, the foreign cars, the drugs, the heights, the one night, bottles up, strobe, life bulls, flies rolling. These are golden, sin full of camo, they gon' need some rosin. I could probably introduce it to baloney. Nah, I have 40 with my homies. I have 40 with the homies.
Ink Ready Flow with 40 was with my homies. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. Please support these artists. The numbers are very important. We appreciate the likes and everything like that on Facebook. But if you're not hitting play on their tracks, if you're not following them on Twitter, the A&R people will overlook them because these numbers aren't up. You know, it's levels to this. You know, they talk about the levels. So, yeah, these are levels that we talk about. I don't know what the levels they talk about in this song, but the levels we be on, we be trying to get our numbers up to them levels, because without our numbers being at those levels, like I said, A&R, they'll keep on overlooking us good people and playing Trinidad James and dropping them a year later and stuff like that because, what, his numbers aren't there. So now he's a shelf artist. But anyway, we're going to keep it rolling. It's Turned Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're going to have our guest, the Rogue Poets, in the building from ATL. Yes, I met them last year, and I had no idea that they would be, again, circling me and being a guest on my show. So I'm pretty hype about that. Yes, I am. This next track is called Motives. This is by Nicki McKnight featuring Mike DeVell. You can follow her on Twitter, 706 Nicks. Here we go. Turn Up Tuesdays live from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, yo, Fab once said,
yeah.
When you go, is your friends gonna miss you? And if so, was it because you beneficial? Or you beneficial? Did you show up? Think about it. Became so distant, we used to be much closer. Now you back in the picture, and I'm thinking you got motor. Cause we was so high and heavy when I told you what you want. But as soon as I told you no, your shoulders seemed to grow much colder. You was supposed to be my soldier, wrong or right, but then you left. Was no limit to my love, ironic, I got me an ex. That shit left me in distress, still I ain't love you any less. But you in debt with my respect, cause I forgive but ain't forget. Now I'm just grinding for my family, repping for my niggas, ducking all these suckers and these women with intentions. When they think the nigga got it, they all be trying to get it. Let them know right off the top, no, I ain't with it. Cause you ain't write a word in these lines, in these verses, in my song. Yeah, you sure not be a friendly lady. And you ain't been them curves on them rides, all the places I was down. I need to know what's your intentions, baby. Most of the people with they hand out never had a hand in the handling of business, the scrambling in trenches. And everybody who claim they your mans ain't your friends. And it ain't always the case when I say fam, they my kins. And I got love for my niggas, and blood will make us no thicker. If you sit in fat while your niggas struggle, there's something wrong in that picture. If my peeps starve, I ain't eating at all, like something wrong with that dinner. If I cross the line, they right beside me, we all gonna be winners. We gon' pass around that trophy, so we all gon' get to hold it. That feel of being on top, oh yeah, we all gon' get to know it. So when you see me shining, I hope all y'all feel important. I thank all y'all for support, and swear to God I do this for you. I'm just grinding for my family, repping for my niggas, ducking all these suckers and these women with intentions. When they think the nigga got it, they all be trying to get it. Let them know right off the top, no, I ain't with it. Cause you ain't write a word in these lines, in these verses, in my song. Yeah, you sure not be a friendly lady. And you ain't been them curves on them rides, all the places I was down. I need to know what's your intentions, baby. If you weren't here from the get-go, I question what you here for. Cause you ain't split the moon fees or pitching on that rental. I never saw you cheerful, was in the crowd at them shows. You just hearing I spit crack, the real know I been dope. And I die for what I live for, and that's SL and that's 3-2. And I ride for who I kill for. Outside blood is very few, that fake love I see through. That grass cut so I see who them snakes are in my radar. That takes bullshit from way far, feel no need to name drop, my real ones know who they are. Few of y'all I came across on this journey, some are day ones, and I'm thankful, and I slave hard to get everything we pray for. Success is on its way, y'all, be patient, bless. I'm just grinding for my family, repping for my niggas, ducking all these suckers and these women with intentions. When they think the nigga got it, they all be trying to get it. Let them know right off the top, no, I ain't with it. Cause you ain't write a word in these lines, in these verses, in my song. Yeah, you sure not be a friendly lady. And you ain't been them curves on them rides, all the places I was down. I need to know what's your intentions, baby.
Yo, y'all make sure y'all follow Nikki McKnight 706. That's the number 7, the number 0, the number 6, N-I-X on Twitter. If you just go to our website, 706nix.com, I guarantee you, you will find her every single way on the internet that you may want to find her. And I just want to appreciate, thank everybody for calling in. I see you the lines. Everybody in the chat room, I see you. Appreciate you for tuning in online. Again, if you have anybody out there that you might want to pass the information on to, or you just want to have it to have it on file or in your phone, please save the National Suicide Prevention Line number. It's 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-TALK. And like I said, I will put the link and the phone number out there on our Get Lifted radio and entertainment pages on Facebook and Twitter. So please be sure to follow us, Get Lifted ENT, Get Lifted _ radio. It's Get Lifted Radio on Facebook, Get Lifted Entertainment on Facebook. And the logo is the Nanu Nanu hand sign. So you can't get it wrong. Nanu Nanu. Shout out to my alien friends out there. Y'all know what's up. But I'm going to take a caller. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number. Please state your name and where you're calling from. 9951. You're live on Get Lifted Radio.
It's poppin', 706. Next call from Columbus, GA.
What it do? What it do?
What's poppin', fam?
Oh, not much. You stay working, and I appreciate you sending me the tracks. I always get the exclusives, so I be feeling a little special.
Yeah. First one to get it.
So that's how we do it here on Get Lifted Radio. Y'all make sure y'all give me the tracks. I promise you I'll get you in rotation.
Yeah, I appreciate you spending that, fam. I want to give you a big shout-out for that, man.
I appreciate you. So besides all your networking and everything I see you continue to do on a daily basis, let the people know what's your latest project you have out and where they can find it.
The latest project is the Matt Knight Files. It's available on live mixtapes, man, hosted by DJ Dirty Money. You know what I'm saying? Go log on, download that, vote it up. You know what I'm saying? Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about it. You know, the power is in y'all hands, man, in the listeners' hands, man. So we got to get that word out. So just do that. Live mixtapes, the Mac Knight Files, DJ Dirty Money, Nicki Mac Knight.
And you heard it. You heard it. I appreciate you for calling in. Stay around and listen to the poets. I got a few of their pieces, you know. These poets, man, the poets is taking over, man. They over here in the Battle League in Jacksonville taking over. Shout out to Moses West. He doing his thing. He's a poet, and he just, you know, he's making a way. And I don't know what to say after that because, like, the rappers are, like, going soul searching and everything after he's done with them, so I don't know. The poets is deep. So I'm very interested. They sent me a few pieces. I didn't even listen to it. I just want to be like y'all and just hear it right here on Get Lifted Radio. So I'm sure they got something for us.
That's what's up. Yep.
All right. Stay tuned in. All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take another caller. 7497. You're live on Get Lifted Radio. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up? This is Lili Ain't Misbehaving from Vallejo, California.
What it do, West Coast Vallejo? E40, what? Tell them I said what up.
What? I sure will.
I used to live in the Bay Area, so I know. I was like, 707, that's like Santa Rosa, Vallejo. So
yep,
I appreciate
all
you.
That.
Yeah, I appreciate you for tuning in.
Yeah, I got an invite, so I said, let me check the show out real quick.
That's what's up. If you know any artists that want to get their music in rotation, make sure they follow us on Get Lifted Radio on Twitter. That's Get Lifted _radio, and we got links out there that they can submit their music.
Okay, I'll pass that along. I'm not a musician. I'm a poet though.
Oh, that's what's up. Hey, you could send some of your stuff too, and you know, send some of your work, and I'll play it too.
Okay, I have a book out titled Untamed Pen that's out on Inner Child Press, and it's nominated for National Poetry Award Poetry Author of the Year.
That's what's up. Hey, I need to get some of your contact. You want to be a guest? We could talk about your book.
Okay, we can do that.
All right.
Go ahead. Can I share a little piece?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, is there any specific thing I can share or not share?
This is Do You Radio. Turn It Up Tuesdays. I have no restrictions here. You artists have enough restrictions as it is. So Tuesday night is the night we get to turn up and you just be yourself.
Okay. There's another poet, Jamie Bond, on Facebook. She's doing a 1 minute or less rhyme challenge. So we've been recording ourselves and posting it on our pages. So this is something I wrote last night, or was it today? Yeah, last night, late this, early this morning. So it's titled Survival of the Fittest.
Let's hear it.
I'm afraid for you all, because we have fallen victim to this vicious cycle of repetition, violated by vultures who feed on our blood-filled veins like vampires, who suck away at us in broad daylight. Red devils dressed in blue that plot to white out all things black. Rest in peace, Michael Brown. They attack us while our backs are turned. When will we ever learn that none of this racial profiling will end until they send all us colored folk to early graves or return to living our lives as slaves? I don't want that engraved on my tombstone. What do I tell my sons when they eventually stare down the barrel of a gun? I have to start my GoFundMe account because the way this road is paved, the money will amount to paying for their bail or paying off their funeral. Sounds trivial to you? My crew and I will fight to the death. We'll wet these streets with pig's blood that remains. Pains me to say this, but I will burn this bitch down before they attempt to block the crown from my, knock the crown from my young king's head. In peace.
Thank you for that. I'm sad that it kind of ended. Like I want more now. So we're definitely gonna have.
I'm gonna add to it. I was just doing that little 1 minute challenge, but yeah, I have a lot to say about everything going on right now.
Definitely. So make sure you follow us on what's information where I can get in touch with you so that we could talk about having you on as a guest.
I think I left a comment on the event page. Lily Ain't Misbehaving.
Awesome. Awesome. So I'll definitely go and scout you out there. And I appreciate you for calling in. Please stay tuned in so you could check out our guest, the Rogue Poets from ATL, all right?
Okay. Thank you for the platform.
You're welcome. And this is what we do here, Turn It Up Tuesdays, the Indie Artist Spotlight. If you know anybody that wants to be on the spotlight, make sure they call us every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 347-826-7536. I'm going to take a last caller, and then we're going to bring our guest in the building. I'm going to state the last four digits of your phone number, 5725. You are live on Get Lifted Radio. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Abdullah Hani from down in White Run, Georgia, just checking in, tuning in, checking you out. Loving everything out here, you know what I'm saying, and love what you got going on.
I appreciate your support, man, and thank you for tuning in, and I definitely will make sure that you and I continue discussing getting your music to me so we can get you in rotation. Stay tuned in so you can check out our guest, all right?
No doubt.
All right, I appreciate your support.
All right.
And that was a man, young man. He hit me up on Facebook about a month ago. He saw the things that I was doing as far as networking with other artists and things like that. So, you know, I have no problem with helping individuals trying to get to that next level because this was not easy for me to get to where I am. A lot of individuals helped me, so I just try to get back where I can. With that being said, I'm going to play one track, and then we're going to bring our guest on. This next track is by B Divine right here from Jacksonville, Florida. Here we go with Room 328 by B Divine.
Feeling only comes whenever we are together. Instead of answering, I pop my head back, I lick my lips, grab my ankles and push into you even more. My body can provide a better answer than my mouth ever could. You flip me over and part my seas, tasting each and every part of me. There are at least 4 fingerprints left behind on these walls. We entered yesterday. There are permanent scars on the sheets that the maids will never be able to wash away. There are memories of you and I that are made, and we attempt to recreate them. There are at least 4 fingerprints inside these walls, left behind in room 328.
Wipe your hands off, palms a little sweaty and all that. Shout out to the real B Divine. Y'all make sure you follow her on Twitter, the real B. That's the letter B Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E. And that's room 328. You can look her up on SoundCloud. Just Google her, B Divine, and there's plenty of information in regards to her as an artist here in Jacksonville, Florida. With that being said, we're gonna bring our guests in the building. We got the Rogue Poets from ATL, TJ Nicole, and True King Poet. What it do, what it do? You welcome on Get Lit Radio. It's Turn Up Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yep, turn up, turn up.
Yo, I got all tongue-tied right there because I was trying to get y'all turned up, because I know you, TJ, you're real laid back and quiet, and then it was real cute when I saw you, your post, and you was like, you can't wait to get turned up on Turn Up Tuesday, so I want to see how turned up you really get.
Oh, we ready to turn up. We just went and got some Starbucks coffee. We in it. We in it for the whole night.
You ain't got some Starbucks coffee. You in it for the whole night. That's what's up. What's up, True King? How you doing, sir?
What up? What up? How you do?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's nice to speak to both of you again. Like, when I came to Atlanta last year with Love Reigns, the Poet, and Onyx 7, the first time you guys had an event, And then I came again for the Poetry Slam when Lady G, the poet, was a part of that. No idea that you guys would actually be guests on my Blog Talk Radio, because I had Blog Talk Radio at that time that I met you all. And, you know, I failed to mention it. But here you guys are, and you are guests, so I'm glad to have you here on Get Lifted Radio. It's exciting to see the circle, like, actually go back around and evolve, and now we're dealing with each other on another level, where I get to learn a little bit more about you.
Word.
Yeah, when Love Brains came, that was like the early beginning for us with the House of Rhymes. So when you talk about levels, I was listening to you earlier talk about there's levels to this. That is, we could testify there are many levels. We've been around, you know, revolved, evolved, and all of that, and been around, I guess, the whole planet, and back again, and circle back again, and here we are.
You're testifying. Now come up in the spot, look at extra flying. Look.
Look, there you go. You got that guitar with you. You got that guitar. I know you stay with that guitar.
Man, you know my side chick stay with me 24/7. See, you know that's my. I'm a king, so I have many wives.
Oh no. Uh-oh. I don't want to get nothing started, so I'm gonna stay away from that subject.
Turning volume up too high.
Oh, he went a little too high for Tuesday. I know that's right.
at least the only thing my side chick do, she only play melodies, you know. I got my wife for the rest. You gonna leave that alone.
That's what's up. So, real quick, I want you guys to talk about the House of Rhymes TV, and you guys got auditions coming up this week. That's why it was very important that I wanted to get you all on this Tuesday prior to your audition, so you can get that information out there. So if you could just speak on that a little bit, I'll make sure I share the flyer again. But if you could just give the people a little bit of details on what it is that you all are pursuing and what you're looking for.
Okay, I'm going to give a little background about House of Rhymes before I get straight into the audition. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's awesome. Okay.
Background of House of Rhymes, y'all. The background of House of Rhymes was an Atlanta open mic that was produced and thought of by me. And now I have a team of people that bring more ideas to the plate. But it was a great open mic. We have, of course, Love Reigns featured there, and she enjoyed herself. And House of Rhymes is a phenomenal. It's where you can be free, be effort, be you, and be classy at the same daggone time. You know what I mean? Like, there was no place like it. So that's a little bit background about it as an open mic. And now it has evolved. Like, we were just talking about levels and different levels of things. So it has evolved as I evolved into a great videographer. I feel that I'm a great videographer, and a lot of other people feel so. I think I can hold that title as a great videographer, but that's me being biased. but it has evolved. As I evolved into a videographer, I got into producing. Me and my wife got into producing TV productions with a couple of friends, Mart Square Studios. Shout out to them, Carlotta and Dre. Shout out to them. They are great, awesome people and great producers as well. And we was on the set. So it brought up the idea of making House of Rhymes a TV show, and the way it's being a TV show is that it's reality. You just broadcast an independent artist, and there's no other TV show like it. So auditions August 15th to 22nd, come audition if you want to be on TV. And it's not just being on TV. The fact is that it's the TV show, the channel itself is going to be aired overseas. So if you want to be seen overseas, like UK, places like that, you need to come to this audition and perform your heart out.
And one thing I would like to add real quick is that what True said, there's no show like it, because House of Rhymes crew, cast and crew from the top to the bottom, are all independent artists themselves. So it's a show that's produced and created by other artists. And so our motto right now is, of course, be free, be epic, be you. But now we're adding a new level of artists helping other artists. So we're just creating this like powerful network of artists that are helping one another versus competing with one another. It's more about, you know, building that network and helping one another just be the best that we can be in our artistry.
And that is exactly why we come back in a circle. That's everything that, you know, I pretty much stand for when it comes to, you know, my Get Lifted Entertainment, and even my Graveyard. I have another company that I manage and own, Graveyard Entertainment. It's just my artist is in his own wave. However, us collectively, our goal is and always has been to network with other individuals. We're not selfish people. We're not selfish with our knowledge and things like that. Of course, you know, everyone deserves to be compensated down the line at some point. But however, for the most part, we look to unite with other individuals, you know, do features and things like that, look to collab with shows. So that's very important, as you said, instead of competing with one another, it works out so much better when you find individuals that have like-minded ideas and you can bring all that to the table and make a bigger unity and still represent yourselves individually. You know, if you have individual companies or labels, it's okay to still have that and have unity. I think people feel like once you get under these labels, you have to stick with those people in that circle and that's it. But that's the wrong mindset.
And that's great, because what you're doing and what we're doing, what a lot of other people are doing that I've seen out here as far as artists helping artists is, it's the whole point of it, the fact is that we help each other elevate, because what I've seen on mainstream and what I've seen lately has been the true artistry, and I've seen a lot of talent that could put a lot of these mainstream artists underwater, like, you know what I mean, and drown them, like, you know what I mean, just off of lyricism, performance, stage presence, you know what I mean? People out here are talent, so if we don't lift each other up, who will? You know what I mean? So
right.
It's all about helping each other elevate and get to that next level.
So the auditions are in Atlanta. Could you give the location as to where?
I can do that. The auditions are being held this Friday, August 15th, and next Friday, August 22nd, at Mark Squared Studios. And the address is 3550 Clarkston Industrial Boulevard, 3H. And that's in Clarkston, Georgia, 30021. If they didn't catch that, they can go to houseofrhymes.com. They can go to House of Rhymes on Facebook, Twitter, IG. The information is definitely floating around. Or they can connect with us directly. We'll give them, you know, a way to do that as well.
You could even go on Creative Loafing. I believe that's pretty global. Yeah, so go on Creative Loaf and you can find information there. I even give out my business number. You can hit me up and get information about it. That's 404-721-4843, and you can call me and I give you all the information you need.
There you have it. Auditions. So are you guys looking for submissions as far as music, you know, for soundtracking and things like that as well?
As far as music, soundtracking, like, I mean, as far as, like, if you're an engineer, if you want to submit your music, you call me with that information. That does come with a fee as far as having your music play on TV through our DJ. But we are looking for music artists. We are looking for all types of art music. As far as hip-hop, singing, I don't care if you singing, you do an R&B, gospel, come sing your heart out. If you can freaking dance, come do poetry, come have a stare contest. While I care, if you're creative, to making an audition to stare everybody down and make them like you, hey,
now
come do it.
Now somebody's gonna try that, because we're going to have a person just standing there on the stage. Like, what are they doing? And they're just going to be staring at the judges. But, no, like, what he's saying is our open mic was always open to everyone, all genres, and we wanted to keep that. A lot of people, when we said we were going to do the TV show, they were like, well, are you going to make it just hip-hop? And we were like, no. Are you going to make it just poetry? And we're like, no. There's enough of shows that do that. This show is unique. It's one stage, one mic, and everybody is welcome. So all genres have to share the stage. And it's just about being the best you. It's not about, you know, having, you know, these differences or these, you know, different groups or whatever. Everybody is welcome. So we definitely invite comedians, anyone that's an entertainer, a performer, or an artist in their own right, you're welcome to be on the House Around the Stage. You got to have heart. You got to have drive. You got to be on that level as far as, like, you know, doing the work to promote yourself and promote your artistry and elevate your craft. But whatever that craft is, we're open to it.
And I mean, like it's not really, when it comes down to it, when you get there to the auditions, people, and you're like, oh, man, this might be a competition. It seemed like a competition. And it's kind of sort of a competition. But the reality of what we're promoting is, who has the heart to really believe in their artistry and really make their life their artistry, you know what I mean? And be able to create, do their own thing, you know what I mean? That's the real challenge at House of Rhymes. So that's what we're looking for, who have heart.
Awesome. Who's heart? So you guys make sure you get to House of Rhymes. You said houseofrhymes.com, right?
Yeah, they can go there, and it rhymes with a Z on the end. So, you know, we had to be different and be ourselves. So it was like, you know, House of Rhymes with a Z. And if you just Google House of Rhymes with a Z, all our stuff just comes up because it's nothing like it. We've been doing this for – we had our one-year anniversary for the open mic in July, and then we made the decision to just take that leap to the television production. So – but the theme of it and the energy of it stays the same. The only difference is that, you know, now we got bigger stage and bigger lights and a lot more people involved, but it's still the same House of Rhymes.
Awesome.
Shout out to the House of Rhymes crew. Shout out to the House of Rhymes crew. I just want to name a few names, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Shout out to my homegirl, Rock. To Stargazing on Mars music company. She is phenomenal. Shout out to Laura Dariana. Shout out to Siobhan. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Lady V. Shout out to Tyrone Allen, Mars Bishops, Arcane Thoughts, the whole iNeighboring 5 crew. Shout out to everybody that's on there, like Shaliza, Hug and Poe. I said a real name. Y'all just don't
ignore that.
The Hug and Poe. Shout out to the whole crew because this could not happen. And lastly, shout out to Mark Square because this could not happen with neither one of these people. It could not happen.
And we got to add your sister and
your
Wave Chase Yourself. Crew is just growing. And day by day, it's getting bigger and bigger. And it's beautiful because everyone is passionate about their art. And when you add all of that energy into one space at one time, all working together on a project of this size, it's like we're making moves so fast because we have a great team of people that we're working with. So we're just grateful.
It's awesome to have everybody on one accord. That makes things a lot easier. I know that for sure. So, you guys, go ahead.
One more shameless plug-in.
I love the shameless plug-ins. I love them. Go for it.
One more shameless plug-in. True King's Eye Production LLC is looking for people who would like to put their production in visual. So if you'd like to put your production in visual, hit me up at 404-721-4843. Same number, same guy. Hit me up if you're a writer or if you're just an actor or actress, you want to get on a production, hit me up. Or you just want a video, I'll come to you, seriously, and I will shoot your video.
And he will shoot your video.
I will shoot your video and put it on the map. I mean, of course, it all comes with a cost, but hit me up. It hit me up. I will work with the budget. I'm very reasonable when it comes to that.
Appreciate that. I will have to remember that. So when I come to Atlanta, I don't even have to worry about searching for anybody. I could just hit up Mr. True King himself and make it do what it do.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys submitted a few pieces of your work that I definitely wanted to play for the audience and for our people. Shout out to everybody staying tuned in to Get Lifted Radio and that continues to tune in every Tuesday. Our listeners have grown in over a year. We're now like at 8,500. So that's a very huge number for me. When I started this a year ago, I was like very hesitant about it, didn't know what I was doing, and it's grown a lot faster than I expected to. So thanks to the artists that submit their music and stay supportive. I've also implemented a poll called Play or Nay. A few of the tracks that I play throughout the night, I'll add 5 of the tracks to a poll. I'll put the link out there. The artist and their Twitter handle, it's up to the artist and their supporters to go and vote on that poll to keep their artist in rotation for the low, which means for the free. You know what I'm saying? Because like Mr. True King said, everything has a small fee. So you vote your artist, they stay in rotation for free. So make sure you follow GetLifted_Radio, and that link for the poll will be out there after the show. I'm going to go ladies first. TJ, Nicole.
Yes.
You submitted a piece. It was titled Spiritual GPS.
Yes.
And I just want to let y'all know, I have not listened to the pieces. I wanted to be just like one of the listeners and hear it for the first time. If I haven't heard it at one of the shows that I went to, because you guys did perform a few pieces at some of the shows. So let's see. You could tell us a little bit about the piece and go ahead and introduce it.
Well, Spiritual GPS, it's kind of become like a signature piece because it just won't go away. It's one of those poems where I don't want to do it anymore and I want to retire it, but then people are just like, oh, I want to hear that. So what I realized about it is even though I wrote it, maybe it's been 4 years now, the words and the meaning still are relevant to this day. So I'm going to keep playing this track. I'm not going to stop playing it. I'm not going to stop performing it. I'm not going to stop doing it because it's all about finding your way. And no matter where you go or how far you get, there's still that moment where you're still questioning, am I in the right place or am I doing the right things? And so that's pretty much the gist of it. But it's a track off of my album, Painted Verses, which is available for download off of Bandcamp, or you can actually just get it from my website, tjnicole.com. But it's pretty much out there. So I hope y'all like it. I hope it's inspiring to you, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, here we go with Spiritual GPS by TJ Nicole.
Lord, where am I? And how did I end up here again? I know that I've been here before a time or two, maybe even more. I'm just not even sure anymore. Where did I go wrong? I know that this is not where I belong, and I know that you want me to be strong, but I have been fighting for so long, and I feel that it's time. Time for me to move on. I've been faithful, loyal, diligent, and true to you. I have been patient, loving, kind, and sincere to you. I've been honest, earnest, and worked so hard for you, and I've been an able, ready, willing, yet humble servant for you. And right now I need for you to lighten this load just a bit. I need for you to loosen the reins from your grip. I know that if you let me go, I won't slip, and if you gave me the world today, I promise you, I won't trip. I will keep all of these promises that I made to you, and I will continue to do all the things that you placed me here on this earth to do. I will work harder, Without resting, I will move forward. Without question, I will climb higher. Without stressing, and I will jump out of the nest when it's time. No second guessing, and right now I'm not trying to protest, but I feel that I have passed my test and learned my lessons, no more regressing. But in order to have true success in this life, I need for your blessing, and I need for you to make an investment in me so that I can continue to be a blessing to others if you would just let me be. Let me be who you promised me that I could be. For you see, up until this point, I did not get here on my own. Every necessary step that I have taken are ones that you've shown, but right now it feels like you just disappeared and left me here all alone, like this is the place that I'm supposed to stay. When I know in my heart that this is not the case, so I need for you to show up to this place. What I need 100 rescue breaths and 100 chest compressions to bring me back to life and restore my senses, all 6 of them, because lately I cannot see, and lately I cannot hear, and lately I cannot smell, and lately I cannot feel, and lately I can't even taste clearly, not to mention that my intuition has failed me miserably. Hear me when I say, most sincerely, that I need favor from you, the kind that only you can provide, and I need for you to point me in the right direction. I need for my spiritual GPS to kick in. I need for you to speak loudly and clearly so that I make no mistakes. I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice dictate.
It's
and
like
point 2 miles
turn
right.
Then
left towards the light. 5 miles ahead, my destination is in sight. And heaven forbid that I make a mistake, that I need to hear your voice say, recalculate, because I've got to get there, and I want to get there, and I need to get there, but I need for you to make me aware of where there really is. Because, Lord, in all my life, I've never been there, and I don't even know exactly what there really is, but I know. I know that my faith and my spirit has grown, yes. And I know that patience and love I have shown, yes. And I know that the desires of my heart, I know that I made them known, yes. And I know that I'm stronger now. You can move me along. You can place me back on the path that I truly belong. I'm asking you, God, please turn my spiritual GPS back on.
Spiritual GPS. Turned
yes.
Up Tuesdays. Yes, TJ Nicole, I love that. Yay.
And I'm working on a new piece on our new project that is kind of a follow-up to that. So, you know, you'll get the exclusive to that as soon as it's pressed out and nice and crispy. You'll get the first taste of that, but it's called 2020 Vision, and it's just like kind of a rebuttal to that. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. I love that. Got me all warm over here. I'm loose. I'm ready for a whole nother hour.
Yes.
So, Mr. True King, you are up next, sir. The piece that I have for you is titled Exit Wounds. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this piece?
Yes, I will tell you a little bit about the Exit Wounds. Exit Wounds is a piece mainly about my life. I get a lot of inspiration about my life and my past life. At that point in time, in this project, I wrote out a lot of my past life. You know what I mean? I'm still kind of writing it out. So it's really going on a lot of negatives that I overcame and how a lot of things try to tear me down, but I uplifted from that. You know what I mean? And it's like in it, and I compared it to an exit wound. Like when you get shot, an exit wound, it's like it goes in and it goes out when you heal. You know what I mean? It doesn't really kill you.
Right.
It makes
right.
you strong. So.
Right. Wow. Well, I'm very interested to hear this. So you
and,
go ahead and.
It's on the album Truth Be Told. The album's on Bad Cap on the artist True King Poet, which is me, of course. But yeah, I just want to shout that out just in case they want to know.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play this piece by Mr. True King himself, and it's called Exit Wounds. Here we go.
They hurt me. She hurt me. Family outcasting me. Best believe I have the wounds. Show it. Still I have this unexplainable pain from the same bullet that wounded my body multiple times, and every day I try with it, trying to purify it with squeezes from a lemon, fighting with it. And every day it battles back like torments from a demon, killing me softly like lethal without the injection. The piercing of your lead had consistently blocked the success of me reaching perfection, or at least the strive for perfection. I am exhausted, ready to reach for my super-sized tweezers, commit to ejection. Because this pain had consistently broke me out my mental cycle, took me away from my sanity. I swear I'm losing it, I can't take it, because my mind is going in many different ways, trying to figure out who gave you the right to choose my body for a piercing of election? What happened to my rebuttal and my rejection? I object, Your Honor, because Your Honor, you know what? I am way too innocent to consent to this endless torment. I have a heart for my people. I've done nothing to deserve this penetrative pain from this heat of lead, or for my soul to be cut out from this spiritual ground and re-spirit to death. For many years I fought to prevent my spirit to be shot down by your ignorance, torn down by your misery, cut down by your knives, bones be broken by your deaf tongue and steel, body be intoxicated by your bacteria and break down and be ill. I refuse to be incarcerated to your death-defying fumes. This wound has caused me to fully understand why God created healing, and to keep his children alive, and to give them the strength to refuse to be deprived. So as I lay and the piercing your leg exit my wounds, and my wound continue to close, I like to say goodbye, sorrow, and to our children, misery and confusion, also blocking the memory of this excruciating pain that broke my mental to temporary insanity, but also have grown into a God-given testimony. So I like to thank God for his healing, because now I don't have to look back at this wound tomorrow. Shout out to everybody who has ever brought me pain. To anybody who have life situation that you ever gone through, it's just another exit wound, another God-given testimony. Let the music play. I do, but I let my strings tell my sorrow, tell my story, and that music plays.
Back there in the background. I was like, wait a minute now. I hear a little extra going on.
Just when you thought it was over, huh?
Hey, I thought she was about to give us a little freestyle, you know? Hey.
Hey. But But we are going into music, so it's like we're not leaving poetry, we're just putting a rhythm to it now more, especially with more guitar and stuff like that. So
just putting a little sound behind it, which I think is really dope. I have a few CDs that are recorded by poets in such a way where it's actually they have instrumentals to their pieces, so it makes it more, like you said, on the musical side of things. So I enjoy it, and I enjoy you guys' work, so I'll definitely make sure I get on Bandcamp and support and get both of your albums. The last and final piece that I have is a collab of the two of you, and it's called Choose Life. And yes, Choose Life. So you guys could go ahead and give us a little synopsis of this piece before we go ahead and play it.
This piece is it got a little bit of both of us in there, you know what I mean? Of course, it's a collab piece, but part of it I know is part of my life, for some things that I've done, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's the past life. But and part of it is this story of two mothers and two different mothers. One son get killed, one went to jail.
And this was the first piece that we ever sat down together and wrote and, you know, spent like, I guess it was like a month in the Waffle House late at night working on this piece because we decided that we wanted to do a duet poem. And we've seen it on TV and we've seen it on YouTube and stuff like that. But, you know, in Atlanta, we had yet to see a duet piece at an open mic. So that was like our goal. And we sat down and we worked this out. And it all of our poetry tells stories. So this is definitely a story that needs to be told.
All right. So TJ Nicole says it's a story to be told. True King says it's some stuff about his past life. So here we go with Choose Life by the Rogue Poets.
You live by the gun, you die by the gun, you have a choice between a bullet and life. Why didn't you choose life? Why didn't I call you a third time? A mother has an intuition, a distinct superstition when something's not right. I would have called 600 times if I knew it would have carried your life past mine. So now I'm left, sitting here planting my only seed in this garden of death, crying 600 tears. I never would have thought that in 600 years tragedy would become my only next of kin. Now I am sitting here, bearing another piece of my heart. First my husband, now my son.
The choices I made under pressure heard the chances of me being the man that you raised me to be. A father, a man of security, a husband that provides, a man of God, and most of all, a king. That bullet of that .40 caliber became the root of my death. Started out with a little weed, flipping into molly and cocaine. The dangerous game led me to depart ways from my flesh, causing a second set of tears for you, and the first for the mother of my child. I should have searched harder. I should have Googled a revision for my next decision. Hard times, ma, pushed me to take that front, knowing the 50-50 chance of taking place the rest, the same way my father said hello to death.
You live by the gun, you die by the gun, you have a choice between a bullet and a knife. Why didn't you choose
life?
Why
didn't I?
Deep inside, I always knew that this day would come, look at you. Trapped and confined behind glass window frames, I've cried so much my tears the same with pain of knowing that you are alive, but you will never be free. 85 years to life? Really? 85 years to life? You will sit here dying slowly? Your children will never know if their hearts are broken. And in my throat, I'm choking on the words I love you, even though I still do. But no mother raises a drug dealer turned killer. I wanted much more for you. That's why I left your father before you turned two. I chose to raise you on my own so that you might have a chance in heaven to live a better life. But you still chose to go down that dark road where souls go to get tied up by the devil's lasso. Where did I go wrong?
Ma, anything you have done has never been wrong. You has always been my number one queen. But that 40 cal, that 40 cal was my best friend. She carved souls and molded to bow down to my name. Paid my respect and never been a dollar short or a day late. And me and my 40 put fear in a man's eyes and tombstone graves. Left niggas curled up hitting in the cave. I was a beast at what I did. I know it wasn't the best road to walk, but I walked it. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. Easy to take lives or get your life taken. Step in your game and eat or get eaten. I'll never let a nigga cross me. My money was dear to me. And every man reaps the consequences of his actions. And I passed judgment. Now I lay in the same cell block as my father.
You live by the gun, you die by the gun. You have a choice between bullet and life. Choose life.
Choose life.
Love it. Love it.
Message.
Love it.
Message.
Love it. I love that. Oh, man, that was dope. So you guys said that you sat at Waffle House, and now did you guys do all them sound effects and everything like that at the Waffle House, too?
No. We actually got we did all the writing together in the Waffle House, but we worked with the producer for the track. Shout out to, Carl Murray of Seek and Destroy Productions. He actually did we actually sat with him and he created the track for us. We kind of gave him the vision and he just ran with it.
Nah, that was me.
Yeah, I can see you doing all that.
At the time when we did that, we were not Mr. and Mrs. Rogue. We were just best friends at the time. And Rogue Poets kind of evolved out of our friendship and our love for poetry. And then to fast forward in time, February 21st, we were wed. So for anybody wondering, are the Rogue Poets married? Or that actually happened this past February.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
When I came there last year, you all were not married then, no?
So we was homies. We was road dogs. That was my nigga. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it honest. Like, that was my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was seeing other people and stuff. She was seeing other people and stuff. We were just best friends. You know what I'm saying? We talked-ish about the people we were seeing, you know, that's what best friends do. Like, oh, that nigga lame. Oh, shouted like, you know what I mean? Something like that. You know what I mean?
Something like that. Not quite like that.
Yeah, I was just coming it up. But, you know, but now we can't talk about each other's significant others because we're significant others. I mean, we do because we talk about each other in front of each other's face because I be trolling her. She be trying to troll me sometimes. You know, it don't work, but it's okay, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's okay to try. So I just want to ask you guys a few questions, and then I don't want to take up any more of your night, but Well, how do you get into a mental place where you come up with your deeper writings or your deeper pieces? You know, one such as the Choose Life.
I mean, you have to literally, like, not literally, because you could write a story. I mean, if you're an artist, you could write a story, but most of the time it comes with that place inside, you know what I mean? I don't know if you watch Kevin Hart. Of course you watch Kevin Hart, where you say, laugh at my pain. I mean, the best stories usually come from what's really inside, you know what I'm saying? So whatever is, like, really there, whatever you really go through, I mean, as far as being an artist, people like emotions, people love that, you know what I mean? It's not just for entertainment. It's just to get a message out there. It's to want to get the message out there because a lot of us need that message, you know, myself included, you know.
And for me, I say you have to have the end result. You know, you have to have the big picture and then go from there. So if you can kind of picture in your mind what you want the poem or the song or whatever you're working on, if it's a painting, if you know what the end result is and you know what kind of message that you want to put out there, then I feel the creator, the greatest creator of all, the divine, he supplies me with my words. So I just put it out there, and then I open myself up for those words to fall in, and they always fall in right in place.
Awesome. So on a communication level, like, I know a lot of people have, well, not a lot of people, but most people that are artists, they're trying to communicate or deliver messages within their art. So through your pieces of poetry, you know, what type of messages or what are you trying to communicate through your art, period?
I mean, I was at a different place in that album. Like, that album, I was really promoting spirituality, getting connected more closer to the creator, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, you go party, club, drink, do whatever, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you're not spiritually connected, you're not living, you know what I mean? That's how I personally feel, you know what I mean? Unconditioning yourself for what you've been going through, because sometimes what you've been doing ain't always the best option, you know? You can always change yourself. So that's most of my messages that I give the perception of when I spit my pieces, you know what I mean? I give that to people, you know what I mean? At least I try to if they don't get it, you know what I mean? And just for instance, I did a slam like some months ago, and I did this piece called Eyes Closed, and it was talking about my life again. But I actually had a woman come up to me and ask me, how did you come out of this state of mind that you was at from being suicidal or from being, you know, out there in the street or from being just, you know what I mean, in that dark place? How did you come out of there? Because it's tough for me, you know what I mean? And to be able to talk to that woman in detail, you know what I mean, that really touched me as far as my artistry. Like, that made me happy that I touched somebody.
Yeah. I can only imagine how many people probably write to you guys and come up to you, because I have to catch myself sometimes at some of the poetry events. You know, you guys put people in tears, and I know you don't do it purposely, but it's the work of your art. It really, poetry touches people on many, many levels, just as music does, and I respect you guys and your craft. And all the hard work and dedication that serious poets, because you have people that be like, oh, yeah, I'm a spoken word artist. And then you be like, well, let me hear something. Or, you know, then it's like, oh, well, or they'll come to an event. And I know everybody has to start at some point, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like you have to be at a certain point, I guess, to claim a title per se when it comes to a craft. You know, everybody can sing. We all think we can sing, but that doesn't make you an artist. And that's, you know, so I appreciate and respect everything that you all are set forth to do. I will definitely support you as much as I can as getting the word out for your House of Rhymes auditions, and going forth, if you have anything that you'd like for me to share and put through my avenues, please do not hesitate. I will be more than willing to help you guys spread your word and help your movement.
And we really appreciate you, Maggie, because it's like you're doing the same thing in a different medium. So, you know, what Get Lifted Radio is doing is very similar to what we're trying to do with our TV show. So it's like, if we can partner up and work together and get the word out and just really promote as many indie artists as we can that are serious about their craft and just maybe need some help, some encouragement, or just some resources, you know, that's really what it's all about. And this has been a great resource and help to us. So we want to thank you first for the opportunity to interview tonight. We are very blessed for this opportunity. So thank you.
You are ever so welcome, and you're more than welcome to come back. You know, you can come back after the auditions and talk about how they went. Give us a review. Sure, I'd like to know. I want to be involved now with your house, with the House of Rhymes TV, Now, I don't have to be on TV or anything like that, but, you know, I definitely want to be involved in making sure you get the word out and keeping it going, because one of the problems is people don't understand. You can't just support for like 3 months or 4 months or 5 months in order for individuals such as TJ Nicole and True King to have longevity for a platform. Like, you really have to be consistent in the support and the numbers, just as you do to go out and buy a pair of Jordans or whatever else you're infatuated with. You know, let them be a bother, a great bother. You know, they're a great bother. So support them and help them get to that next level. These levels, man, levels.
Oh, yeah, because we're trying to take this thing overseas. We're trying to get, you know, beyond just, you know, Atlanta's been great to us, and I'm born and raised in Atlanta. We love it here. But we really want an opportunity to travel and take other artists with us to different countries, different places in the world, and see the world and do our art at the same time.
Yeah, and that's another thing about House of Rise TV. And I'm done promoting after that, maybe. I don't know. But that's another thing. If you make it through the House and Rounds TV series, I tell you one thing, you will travel with the House and Rounds crew. You will have the opportunity to be with us and be as serious as we are. You know what I mean? So we definitely have that.
And they heard it here first. They heard it here first, because everybody's been trying to get at us and find out the inside of what it takes to be chosen for the House of Rhymes TV, and they want all this information. So we just held it off. We're like, no, tune in to Get Lifted Radio. Have told nobody anything. Like, they're just calling and emailing and just like spazzing out. Like, tell us, what do we need to do? And I'm like, tune in, because this is the inside scoop right here.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. I appreciate that very, very, very much. See, give a favor, return a favor, and you see how that all works. We all win. Everybody grows. Everybody meets somebody. Hopefully a few people connect with one another after the show and make it all work out. So before I let you guys go, do you have any words of advice that you would like to give any up-and-coming poets, authors, or just anyone out there that's in, out there trying to achieve a goal?
I'm very wordy. So look, I kind of want to do another thing too. So, but that's out my power. But
let's keep it simple, honey.
Be free.
Be free.
Be epic.
Be epic.
Be you.
And be you.
That's
the name of the game.
That's the name of the game. Is be you. Just be you 24/7 and live your artistry. Live it. Because if that's who you are, that's who you are. Live it.
And allow yourself to do that. Because the only person that can stop you is you. And I can attest to that. So, yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I thank you guys for being guests on Get Lifted Radio, Turn It Up Tuesdays. And as I stated before, you're always welcome here. You're definitely part of our family, and make sure you stay in touch with us and keep us all the information we need to stay in touch with you.
Most definitely. And once we get our bus with the House of Rhymes on the side, we coming to Jacksonville. So
Yeah.
We already got ties in Florida, so that's going to be nothing. That's going to be nothing.
There you go.
And we'll bring the party to y'all. How about that?
We're going to scoop y'all up.
Definitely. Well, I definitely look forward to that. I want to get on the bus. Not Stevie. What's his guy's name in Atlanta? Steve J. Y'all got over there? Steve J. I don't want to be on his bus.
Right.
I don't want to be on that bus coming from Atlanta, but I'll be on y'all bus coming from Atlanta.
Right. We appreciate you so much, man. We like
word
this,
up.
This has been a great opportunity to reconnect, and we just really love and appreciate all that you're doing. So thank you again.
All right, I'll make sure you guys get the link as well, so that way if anybody has missed the interview, they can always come back to blogtalkradio.com/getliftedradio, and the episode will be there for them to always listen to, and you can download it as well.
Oh, we can download it? Cool.
Fantastic. We'll put it on the website.
We're going to put it on the website. We're going to put it on YouTube. I got some YouTube videos coming out that I'm plugging in and shit. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm stop plugging in. But I have some stuff coming up on YouTube, artists performing, so...
Yeah, just keep following us. We're really open. We're really friendly. And, you know,
we're not that friendly,
but but we're friendly enough to where if you have a question or anything like that, hit us up on Gmail, houseofrhymes@gmail.com, or you can call True on his business phone. Give him the number one more time.
404-721-4843.
Okay, 4843. Got it. All right. Well, once again, I appreciate you guys for coming on, and have a great night. Don't drink too much more of that Starbucks.
Oh, I'm crunk. I'm going to listen to the show and just keep turning up.
All right. Yeah, I already hear him tuning it up over there.
You already know.
All right. Thanks, love.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Good night.
You too.
So that was the Rogue Poets, TJ Nicole, and True King Poet. Y'all make sure y'all follow TJ Nicole on Instagram, TJ the Healer. You can also follow True King Poet on Instagram, and it's TRU King Poet. You can follow them both on Twitter as well, House of Rhymes on Facebook. And I'm going to keep Turn It Up Tuesdays rolling. We live from Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to bring it right back here to Duval. I'm going to spin this track, You the Ish, by Nightcrawler. You can follow him on Twitter, K-N-I-G-H-T-K-R-A-W-L-A, Nightcrawler. Here we go with You the Ish.
Got your hair done right, just my type. You the type of woman that can change my life. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit.
LAX to JAX, you the first to make me forget about my ex. Relations are a bitch, speaking is easy. I'd rather amplify crowds than spit game to a chick. You caught me off guard, now I gotta lay it on thick. Find a way to make you smile, start to giggle and shit. This something happened, it's serious. I never really, really met a chick that even came close to you. Step outside of myself, god damn it, you're gorgeous. I'm thinking naturally beautiful, so official. The confidence mixed with this divine, I could lie to myself, but you stuck in my mind. Yo, you got a grip on my heart and you not letting go. And I know I'm telling you something you already know. Don't smile at me like that, you get what you want. Anytime that you ask it, I can't even front.
Got your hair done right, just my type. You the type of woman that can change my life. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Got your own crib, got your own car. Got a good job, baby, you a star. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the...
Something about you always set me back. Serious like an unexpected heart attack. I like you much, how you smile, how you walk, how you look, how you talk, how you laugh, how you frown, how you joke, how you clown, how you take a hold of me. You're the conductor, I'm your symphony. I would move the world twice for you to be with me. Put a ring on it, man, that's so cheesy. What we got is much stronger than a chunk of rock. You'll get that much more if you be my rock. Why you look so surprised when I speak to you though? I'm just telling you something you already know. Stop fronting, baby, you already mine. It ain't cause of a face or a big behind. It's the way you carry yourself, your frame of mind. I admit it really blows my mind. Yo.
Got your hair done right, just my type. You the type of woman that can change my life. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Shorty, you the shit. Got your own crib, got your own car. Got a good job, baby, you a star. Shorty, you the shit. Shawty, you the shit. Shawty, you the shit. Shawty, you the...
Shouts out to the women who take care of their kids without any assistance. Shouts out to the women who make deadbeat daddies pay. I call it justice. Shouts out to the women who hustle hard, working 9 to 11 day and nighttime jobs to provide for themselves and the ones they love. Shouts out to the women who keep looking pretty and got doctorate degrees. Pretty don't define them. Shouts out to the women who don't fall for game, no. Niggas telling you something you already know. Shouts out to the women who know what they want. That's the strongest turn on for a man to see. Shouts out to the women that know they the shit. Jump straight out of bed without makeup and shit. Shouts out to the women who don't need a man. They hold the world in the palm of their hand. Yo, shouts out to the women who make it rain in the club. Who ain't got no cheer and spend their money on them. Shouts out to the women who get the job done. 100% about business, 100% about fun. Shouts out to the women that will call you out. One time to disrespect them, strike you out. Shouts out to the women. Shouts out to the women.
Turning up Tuesdays, I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. You make sure you follow us on Twitter, getlifted_radio. Look us up on Facebook and like our like page. It is www.facebook.com/getliftedradio with two O's. This next track I'm going to play is by Mr. Rob Cobain from Fort Valley, Georgia. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Just like it sounds, Rob, R-O-B, Cobain. And here we go with Heart. Hold up. Sorry about that. I ain't got my ish together. My bad. I'm going to play another track, and then we're going to come back to Mr. Rob Cobain himself. We're going to keep it in the R's, though. We're going to go with Robert Wensway with Twisted Infatuation. Follow him on Twitter @BEEIsTheFuture. B-E-E is the future. Here we go with Robert Wensway, Twisted Infatuation.
Damn, girl, you look good. It has been so long. You remember my face. I used to be the one. And you call my phone. To hear my voice. Now we face to face. But better anything to say, I remember. Be still. Damn, girl, you look good. It's been so long. You've been listening, growing. Yeah, I see what you own. You used to call my phone. You used to tell me how you feel. Been like 3 years. That's a lot to live, but I remember. You still. Yeah, it's been on my mind. And your body just reminded me. Yeah, your body just reminded me. Something didn't write you wrong for nothing. I like that smile when you laugh. You texting me where I'm at. I'm where I'm destined to be. Can't promise I won't leave. And I'ma be honest, even my conscience. Something's wrong with me. Something's wrong with us. We ain't seen it enough. We living by new rules under society's wing. I jump off the plane and hope you follow my lead.
Turn it up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. Now that I got my ish together, here we go with Rob Cobain Heart. Make sure you follow him on Twitter @RobCobain. Here we go, repping Fort Valley, Georgia.
Yeah. Shout out to my little friend.
Why try? Why give? Why make music from the heart that's real? Niggas don't want truth or something they can feel. They don't want to pay for knowledge or get it from a deal. Why try? Why give? Why make music? music from the heart that's real. Niggas don't want truth or something they can feel. They don't want to pay for knowledge or get it for a deal.
I'm at a stalemate, cause I care. I won't record bullshit or put it in the air. Dancing in the rain, so rare to stare. Yep. On my nature boy shit, just like Ric Flair. Woo! It's never been fair, skills don't matter. Mastering my flow, but can't climb up that ladder. Dang. My shit been fatter, trendsetter. Don't follow nothing but the strawberry letter. My shit been better than your darkest fantasy. Take your whole label, destroy the whole family.
Right,
grammar, searching for freedom, waiting for the world to say, ooh, we need him, but instead let's beat him, break him down, destroy what he stand for, burn his town, no one hold me down on my own fan and crew, no support in the world, I still love it more than you.
Why try, why give, why make music from the heart that's real, niggas don't want truth or something they can feel, they don't want to pay for knowledge or get it from a deal, why try. Why give? Yeah. Why make music from the heart that's real? Niggas don't want truth or something they can feel. They don't want to pay for knowledge or get it for a deal.
Silent supporters, well let me speak about them. Silent shit, I can do without them. You bump me in silence, like I'm contraband, but not no full throttle up the street bumping Gucci man. What the fuck the plan? What's the truth? Would you rather I lie when I step in the booth? Shoot myself as if it's gang war, or lied about myself as if I slain raw. No, that ain't my aim, Paul Rod Cobain. Original MC, and I made my own lane. The renegade fame, I made my legend. Ask the homie, look my ass, that motherfucker Kevin. Been focused, Gregory, what's up, Doc? I'm the only one here who loves hip-hop. To take a pit stop, show me something realer. They giving me George when I need gorillas. The flow chinchilla, the heart of a killer. When I spit, I see myself like I'm looking in the mirror. I cut the cards when you feel I'm too much to lose. I die for what I love with a very short fuse.
Why try? Why give? Why make music from the heart that's real? Niggas don't want truth or something they can feel. They don't want to pay for knowledge or get it from a deal. Why try? Why give? Why make music from the heart that's real? Niggas don't want truth or something they can feel. They don't want to pay for knowledge or get it for a deal.
I give you my all, blood, sweat, and balls.
Yep.
All of my heart, hell, even my draws.
Damn.
Never hope to fall while I stand for the music. If I gotta go solo, so be it, let's do it. I've been on my bullshit, won't do dare. I couldn't play dumb, I never act scared. Life get weird when you bring a child in it. In this big apartment call, I see just a tenant.
Wow.
Who decides your image? You are just a trend. You make your money, then they tell you where to stand. So broke but won't bend. Desperate is the truth, but I won't give in and give power to you. I do it for the dude with his backpack and headphones.
Yeah.
Bumping that Cobra, drifting in the zone. Yeah, I got a bone to pick with the fans. You hold the power and I make your demand.
Do it.
See where it lands now that I threw it up. Take the music home, me. If you give a fuck, if you just gon' duck, tuck, roll over, ride. Move the fuck out the way and let the Cobra ride.
Why try? Why give? Why make music from the heart that's real? Niggas don't want truth or something they can feel. They don't want to pay for knowledge or get it from a deal. Why try? Why give? Why make music from the heart that's real? Niggas don't want truth or something they can feel. They don't want to pay for knowledge or get it for a deal.
That track was Heart by Rob Cobain featuring Queasy Womack. Make sure you follow Rob Cobain on Twitter, R-O-B-C-O-B-A-I-N. You can also look him up on Facebook, Rob Cobain. I'm going to keep this thing going. This next track I'm going to play is by Yells. Yells is also our guest next Tuesday. She's representing New Orleans. She's got a mixtape album out right now called Black Summer. She's going to be releasing Black Summer 2. And here we go with Zach Taylor by Yells.
Yeah, 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 Yells. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y-E-L-Z, you, the letter U, fly, F-L-Y, Yells, you fly, Y-E-L-Z, the letter U, F-L-Y. She will be our guest on Turn It Up Tuesdays next week. Make sure you tune in at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can log on at blogtalkradio.com/getliftedradio. You can save our phone number. It will never change. It's the same every Tuesday, 10 p.m., area code 347-826-7536. Again, that's area code 347-826-7536. Shout out to our guests, the Rogue Poets, that were in the building tonight. Represent ATL. Make sure you follow them on Twitter and Instagram. TJ the Healer and True King Poet. I really, really appreciate them. And we're going to wrap this thing up with Jay Scheme, Wanted Dead or Alive, featured by MGZ. Make sure you follow Get Lifted Radio on Twitter and get that link for that poll. I'll post the poll also in the event tonight as well. There'll be 5 tracks that I selected. You vote those artists to keep that one of the artists in rotation and keep this thing going. Shout out to our winner once again, Ink Ready Flow with 40s with my homies. He's been the winner 2 weeks in a row. So he will be back on the poll with 4 other artists. Here we go with Jay Scheme, Wanted Dead or Alive. Thank you for tuning in. I'm signing out. Nanu nunu, nanu nanu, nanu nanu. Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Burn the whole whole scene as hot as a photo gun. So please just call our team if you see them, just turn and run. Wanted dead or alive, running on 95. There ain't nowhere to hide, but you know I'm down to ride. I'm wanted dead or alive, running on 95. There ain't nowhere to hide, but you know I'm down to ride. I'm wanted dead or alive, running on 95. There ain't nowhere to hide, but you know I'm down to ride. I'm wanted dead or alive, running on 95. There ain't nowhere to hide, but you know I'm down to ride. Back off in the hood, I'm right back on the block. You know I got that good and keep plenty in stock. I'm so misunderstood, them haters stay on my jock. I do it like I should, I'm winning, I can't be knocked. I got that tunnel vision, I'm keeping it loaded locked. Oh yes, I'm on a mission, I'm grinding around the clock. I don't care who out of distance, cause I don't reply to mocks. That's it for me to listen, don't like it, they kick rocks. I gotta keep it moving, there ain't no time to stop. I'm staying in the groove and I'm going straight to the top. I ain't with all that losing, keep winning, I will not flop. On the highway, keep it cruising, just watching the blank drop. I'm wanted dead or alive, running on 95. There ain't nowhere to hide, but you know I'm down to ride. I'm wanted dead or alive, running on 95. There ain't nowhere to hide, but you know I'm down to ride. I'm wanted dead or alive, running on 95. There ain't nowhere to hide, but you know I'm down to ride. I'm wanted dead or alive, running on 95. There ain't nowhere to hide, but you know I'm down to ride. Yeah.
What to do, what you got, what it do, is it real, I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression. Unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted, if you really ready say yeah. If you really ready say yeah. You know, you know.
Lift off.
I am grateful to have been loved and to be loved now and to be able to love because that liberates. Love liberates. It doesn't just hold. That's ego. Love liberates. When my son was born, I was 17. My mother had a huge house, 14-room house. At 17, I went to her and said, I'm leaving. She asked me, you're leaving my house? And she had live-in help. I said, yes, I've found a job, and I've got a room with cooking privileges down the hall, and the landlady will be the babysitter. She asked me, you're leaving my house? I said, yes, ma'am, and you're taking the baby? I said, yes. She said, all right, remember this. When you step over my door sill, you've been raised. You know the difference between right and wrong. Do right. Don't let anybody raise you and make you change. And remember this, you can always come home. I went home every time life slammed me down and made me call it uncle. I went home with my baby. My mother never once acted as I told you so. She said, oh, baby's home. Oh, my darling, mom's going to cook you something. Mother's going to make this for you. Love. She liberated me to life. She continued to do that. When my son may have been 5 years old, my mother would pick him up all the time and feed him. And I went to her once a month, and she would cook for me. So one day I went to her house, and she'd cooked red rice, which I loved. After we finished eating, we walked down the hill, and she started across the street. She said, wait a minute, baby. I was 22 years old. She said, wait a minute, baby. You know, I think you're the greatest woman I've ever met. She said, Mary McLeod Bethune, Eleanor Roosevelt, and my mother, you're in that category.